This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Such good advice from just any podcast show. You can try to help yourself out, girl, but the tension's gonna grow. And you can try to woo her by yourself, but you're just no Romeo. Cause if I were you, I'd ask her out, and I'd say my goodbyes when it's time to move out. I would not think so low as to go the John Wolfe way. You can't stop the cast. Ever since these two dudes began this little show, yeah, they could answer every question from Crandy. So they're gonna help me rid myself of all of my last dismay. Cause you can't stop these dudes from being cool or using wit to get by. You could always sit in Starbucks and just wait till you die. So please just try to seize the treason. We could all just agree to say that you can't stop the cast.
Jazzy. Do you know what that's from?
Hairspray.
Yeah.
You can't stop the beat.
Ask and you shall receive, says Nikita, who wrote that You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray.
Did we ask for a Hairspray? Or we asked for more Broadway? Oh, you did specifically say Hairspray, right?
Yeah, Hairspray did come up recently. So thanks, Nikita, for writing that. I will say that I've been getting a little sloppy with the theme songs. And so I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you sent a theme song and you're like, this is pretty good, and I haven't used it, odds are I just forgot, or I haven't checked, or I missed it.
Right.
Basically, let's start from scratch. I haven't used your theme song, and it was pretty good.
Send it again.
Send it in. I'll also
and use
say,
the word theme song, right?
Yeah.
That's how you find it.
Yeah, I search song or attachment. But I started searching more and more, and then I forget which ones I listened to, and it's all messed up. But I'll be good from now on.
Really?
Yeah, I'll be good.
You're going to be good from
I'm
going to
be
on.
A good boy from now on.
All right.
I want to be a good boy.
I feel like, yeah, you're just setting yourself up for...
I won't fail.
Okay.
Ever again.
All right.
Starting now.
You know, you should be easier on yourself.
I will say that some of them are approaching 3 minutes in length. We don't necessarily need a song that long.
Yeah.
That we appreciate.
I mean, 2 minutes and 30 seconds is perfect.
No, anything, I would say, no, that's again, right. I would say 30 seconds is perfect.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have
30 to
a
60.
Gem and you need to go three, four,
okay.
Stairway to Heaven was 7 minutes
yeah,
and 42 seconds.
Okay, so your advice is in direct confliction with mine. I'm
right.
saying don't go very long.
Yeah.
It might be a good song, like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
But even if Stairway to Heaven was written for our podcast, I would say it's too long.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's easier because you look at the theme songs.
Right.
So it's easier for you to
I just
like,
don't have, yeah.
It's just easy for me to say that they should be long.
We don't need to play 5 minutes worth of songs
right.
in our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't mind.
I think of a TV theme song, a jingle. Those are usually
all my
short.
Favorite jingles are usually 9 to 12 minute long.
Like, for
jingles.
Example, what?
The Party of Five jingle.
Not a jingle. Theme song, and it's not 9 minutes long.
Yeah, or the Cheers
most,
one. Yeah, you know the Cheers one?
You're recalling
where everybody knows your name. Do, 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 do,
yeah, that's like 40 do, seconds do, do, max.
No, there's like a long instrumental.
No, there's not.
All right.
No, there's not.
All right.
There's not an instrumental.
All right.
And it's definitely not 7 minutes.
Hey, to each her own.
What are you talking about?
Let me look it up.
You do not have to.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. Here's a 22-minute Cheers theme song.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What are you saying?
That's the episode, Lang.
No, it's not the episode. Come on, Don. So thanks to Nikita for writing. And if you've written a theme song, send it back in. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by me. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
We've done a lot of episodes recently. We've had some bonus Thursday episodes the last 2 weeks, brought to you by Article. And then we even have videos for those episodes. We have clips of those episodes. So if you're still listening and still caught up, wow, we applaud you. If not, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode, I think this is going to be 269.
Really cool. Fun fact, guys, Stairway to Heaven is 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
That is really cool. That's cool that you
said
that.
So if you right tweeted at me that I was wrong, go back and delete your tweet, little fuck. I already know.
You think someone, didn't you say it was 7 minutes long?
I said it was 7 minutes and 42 seconds.
It was still pretty close.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
I just don't want some little fuck out there.
You're getting mad at someone. No one's said anything to you yet.
I'm gonna refresh this podcast first thing on Monday and see if anybody fucking tweeted at me.
I doubt it. I so doubt they did. But we've had some great guests on recently. We've done some video versions of the show. We haven't done in a bit a new format that we're testing out, that the lightning round Twitter edition of
yeah.
the show. That's when instead of reading your emails, we answer some quick hits over Twitter. So I tweeted earlier today, hit us with your questions that would fit in a tweet, and we'll try to answer as many as possible on Monday's episode.
That's what's up,
That's
baby.
What this is. Got some good feedback for the first time. Let's see if we can fuck that up. Let's see if we can ruin it. Let's see if we can take the ill will and cash it in for some nasty tweets, some poor feedback. And I don't even want constructive criticism. I want some nasty feedback.
Yeah.
That shit that's like not helpful.
That's that shit I don't like.
do you have any good ones right off the bat now that you're scrolling through Twitter?
I had one that I liked, actually. Mm. Yeah. This guy said,
that's that shit you do like.
This is that shit that I do like. Father of Dragons, Bassman 5000 wrote, when are you going to shave your beard, Amir? And when are you going to grow yours back, Jake Hurwitz?
Hmm.
And I feel like mine is grown back.
Yeah, you're growing back.
Mine is maybe longer than yours now.
Yeah, I trimmed mine. I had it actually professionally trimmed, which I've never done before. I paid somebody $10 in Australia to trim my beard because I think it had gotten too long. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. It was getting stuck in my beard. I just felt gross. I felt ugly.
You decided you did not like it in the end.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's what happens at the end of every beard's run is like, this is too much. The headache is not worth the pain. I'm thinking about cutting it constantly.
Yeah. That's most of the time while I have a beard, I'm thinking about cutting it constantly.
Especially when
it looks better with a mustache.
I couldn't even eat food at a certain point. It was like getting stuck in my hair.
Yeah, yeah. You get crumbs all over your face. Were you happy with the trim then?
Yeah, I went still a little longer than I've had before, but it felt more manageable.
Right now, your beard is still longer than you've ever had it.
Yeah.
Really. I am due for
another trim.
So you want to basically go back to what you had before?
I want short beard rather than stubble.
And short beard is what you always had, would you say?
No, I've had stubble before.
Okay.
Like you could see my face underneath the beard.
That's
what I think the difference is between stubble and beard. Beard is you can't see the skin underneath. Stubble
so you're
is
down, you so you want to go, you want to keep
I wasn't
the beard.
Even close to being done, you little shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
You said you weren't close to being
I'm saying, let me wrap it up. So a beard
You're not
is,
saying let me wrap it up. You said I wasn't
well,
close to
reiterate,
being done.
To reiterate.
By the way, I was agreeing with you. I was just trying to, all right.
To reiterate, a beard is when you can't see the skin underneath. That's it.
That is when I started talking.
No, I'm saying,
and
but
then
I
you
said
yelled,
to reiterate.
Oh, I'm not even close to being done,
you little shit.
Yeah, you're in a sour mood.
I did get cross.
You're being quite cross.
That thing's funnier than the way people talked in the 40s. All right, next question. When is Amir's family ever going to be on the pod? Ooh, we've had all the members of your family on the podcast, but never any of mine.
Not all, though, right? My mother.
Yeah.
Of course, my dear mother.
Your dad's never been on the show.
My dad never. My brother has been on, sort of.
Yeah. He had
Liza was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some more Hurwitzes, but zero Blumenfelds have been on.
Yeah, four Hurwitzes and just one Blumenfeld and me.
Yeah.
Who of my family would make the best guest?
I mean, probably your dad, Jerome.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Plus, he's a professional doctor, so maybe we can find some OBGYN questions.
Oh, definitely.
Them scientifically.
That'd be really fun.
All right, you got another question?
Yeah. I do. One second.
Okay, so you don't.
Yeah, no, I didn't. how much is an acceptable amount of money to pay for a pair of jeans?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
Yeah.
So I think there's a timeline of one's life, and that number changes. Do you remember what money was like to you in high school? I can't quite remember. Like, I remember having money, but I don't know how I got it and how I valued things.
Well, like, there was definitely, when I was little, I wanted toys. And I remember something being like, the earliest concept I have of money, aside from like my dad not wanting to take me out to
the
McDonald's
ball game
or something.
McDonald's is cheap.
Yeah. And I think that was more, less about like spending money and more
about
it's
like a health reason.
Yeah. But there was a stuffed pig that I really wanted when we were on vacation, and it was $19. And to me, that was like,
that's early.
Yeah. But I mean, I was not three. I was like, I was like eight or something.
Yeah, so again, I think that's just your dad saying that you're too old for stuffed animals.
Well, it was kind of a cool toy.
You don't get, like, it was
the pig was wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it was dope.
It's actually a pretty cool pig, man. I'm sorry for saying the thing about right, it man. Not being stuffed enough.
I had the pig for a long time.
Well,
I wonder
where
it is
you
now.
Did end up buying it.
Yeah, well, so my mom bought it for me, but I remember $19 was like, this is a bridge too far for my dad.
Yeah.
Like, I asked him every day of vacation to buy this pig for me. Not happening, not going to happen. Last day, I let the waterworks fly, dude.
I played the game and I won. I wanted the toy and I got
it. My cup runneth over with tears.
And with pigs. I ended up getting 10 pigs.
Mommy and pigs felt, do fly.
Mommy felt quite bad for her little angel.
My father had to buy an extra seat on the plane back for all of the pigs I was bequeathed.
It felt good that day. Mommy treated her little prince quite nicely.
I am mommy's little piglet. Oink, oink, mother.
Your little bacon boy requests a treat, mother. And who are you to deny it, father?
My pig pen is now a playpen. More pigs, father.
Never enough. I want my entire room to be filled to the brim like a pen.
So I guess that was like the earliest concept of money, like $19 being a lot. And then I also remember in high school, my friend Steve being like, I like to have $10. Like, that's enough to buy a sandwich or something.
That's
like,
good.
And I was like, yeah, $10 is the perfect amount of money to have.
I can't imagine eating more.
Yeah. And then jeans.
I remember, like, first having a job and, like, $100 seemed, like, way too expensive for jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And now if I saw a pair of jeans as a 34-year-old professional, young professional, I'd be like, $100, that's not that bad at all.
Right, because I think we've been exposed to like the $200 jeans.
Yeah, it's all relative. It's like, what's the most expensive jeans that you want, and then divide it by two.
But I think it's sort of a parabola, because like when I was in my 20s, I was like, $220, that's the price of jeans, baby, and these look good. And now I'm like, coming back around and be like, $220 is fucking insane.
You don't need to buy
I could
that.
Buy a goddamn Ottoman for that.
I could buy, what, 10, 11 pigs for that much cash.
So I think $80 to maybe $120 max.
Yeah.
That's the price for jeans.
I would say, here's the thing. You spend like $50 to $100 on shirts that you wear once every week or two. Jeans you wear every day. You don't have a lot of jeans in the rotation. So I think of clothing as the more often you wear it, the more money you can spend. I spend several $100 on my glasses because I wear them every day. My jeans I wear, you know, 2-3 times a week. Sometimes I go full weeks wearing them. I can spend $150 on jeans. Shirts I wear like once every week or two. I probably don't want to spend that much money on them.
Right. $150 on a shirt's crazy.
Yeah. But on jeans, I don't think that's that bad. Is it this question how much you should pay on jeans or how much we do?
I think how much is a good price to pay for jeans?
I think if it's good jeans, $100 is a good price.
Yeah.
is the long, the short answer.
You can get
answer.
Like Levi's at Urban Outfitters for like $60, right?
Yeah. But you can do better than that.
You really should be wearing Paige, Rag and Bone.
If it's not Diesel, it's not Diesel. Was that your question or mine?
That was mine.
Let's see. Traveling to LA this summer, what's the best place to meet new people? Says Robin Anderson.
Best place to meet new people in Los Angeles?
Yeah. I have a unique answer.
Oh, go ahead.
Tinder.
That's not how you make friends.
Yeah, that's how you meet. Best place to meet new people is online. You can meet a lot of people online.
Oh, I see.
It's not a location, but rather an app.
Already.
Yeah, you can meet friends on Tinder.
Yeah.
Groups of friends. They have the social thing. You meet people there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I feel like it's a good, or it's at least a decent pickup line to say that you're like only in town and you're looking for Rex, not like somebody to.
Not looking for sex.
Yeah, like, but where should I like go? Which beach should I go to? I need advice from a local.
Yeah.
And then maybe if you're lucky, they'll say, and I'll show you around. And then you have a little town girlfriend or boyfriend for a couple days.
And that town is Los Angeles, and there's many places you can go.
This place is actually Holly weird.
It really is. It's Holly wild to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a question?
Yeah, this one's actually kind of nice. This girl says, do my homework, please. And then she screenshotted a worksheet.
Oh, all right. I mean, I guess, should we just go one by one? What's the subject?
Well, the questions are, it looks like World War II.
Okay, ooh, this one's going to be tough, but I can try.
The picture is not ideal.
Uh-huh.
what country was invaded by Hitler on September 1st, 1939? And what was the British and French response?
Poland?
Yes.
Is that the answer?
That's the answer.
And the French response was to fucking lay down and take it. Because they didn't do shit for anyone in WW2.
All right, here's one that I don't know the answer to. Who did Hitler attack in April 1940? What was the importance of this?
Oh, he killed himself, so he attacked his own brain. And the importance
of that was 1945.
I see. Okay, so it wasn't a trick question. Very good. Very, very good.
Here's one. Favorite animal.
Oh, this one's
that
cute.
That one's on her homework, too.
So it's sort of World War II slash a personality test. Here's a question from Luca Tonar. What's the funniest thing you've ever witnessed?
Funniest thing you've ever witnessed?
Yeah, that's tough.
Man.
Do you remember the last time you cracked up?
I mean,
maybe earlier today when you said that you were your mom's little piglet. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I was laughing pretty hard then.
I remember cracking up so hard watching the South Park movie when I was 13 in theaters. Like, I'm like, I have to like leave. I can't breathe. I'm like crying. This is too much.
I really can't. That sounds nice. I wish I remember the last time I'm sure I did.
There was parts of the road trip that we were taking with John and Giancarlo where we were so tired we were laughing a lot.
Yeah,
like when you get really tired, anything is funny.
Delirious laughter.
Yeah, that's the best kind. When your eyes are burning.
Man, that was really fun.
But I don't even know what it was.
Playing the fried chicken song?
you got one?
Another question?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time I laughed really, really hard.
Well, actually, there's one question from somebody else. Meme Daddy says, what was the last thing that made you super happy?
Super happy?
Yeah.
I feel depressed now that I can't think. I'm happy all the time.
What made you cry? Your fists.
I pumped my fists with exuberance recently, but I can't remember what.
Maybe one of our live shows, like coming off the stage of one of our live shows or getting...
Yeah, doing my shoey in Melbourne felt really, really... Sydney, sorry.
Yeah,
Melbourne.
That was a pretty solid moment.
Doing my shoey.
That made us super happy. That
drinking whiskey out of my shoe made me thrilled.
That hot tub in New Zealand that we sort of spent time in with Streeter.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice time.
That was nice. Sharing a hot tub with you.
Shoeys and Yui's.
Pumping my fist for that.
Yeah, you did get out and go, yeah! You did the Dean scream.
What do you see yourselves doing in 5 years?
Oh, Jesus Christ, this thing again.
What's something you lost but never found?
Oh, that's even better.
Is there something that you lost that you still think about that you wish you could get back?
Interesting. Something that I lost that I never found. Huh. Huh. There's got to be something.
I've got two things, and they're both clothing.
Clothing related. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I lost some clothes.
I had that
green jacket that somebody took from a bar. I put it in a corner, and it wasn't there.
You liked that jacket.
Yeah.
It was a good jacket.
It was a good jacket.
I had an incredible flannel and an amazing cardigan that I oft wore together. And the flannel was lost in a breakup.
Mm. So you didn't really lose it. You know where it is.
Yeah, but I asked. I mean, she lost it.
Yeah.
I've followed you. Up.
And then the cardigan?
And the cardigan was that was lost the night that we were, or that I was almost arrested in Iceland.
You just blacked out.
Yeah. Well, I left my cardigan at the bar, but they had like sort of let me get away with
murder.
So I didn't want to go back the next day and say, "Do you have my cardigan?" They might have said, "Here it is, and also you owe us $500.
You owe us 8 million Icelandic kroner instead." Ooh, what socks are you dudes wearing?
Hmm.
What's your go-to stance nowadays?
Yeah, I like stance, but I think right now the socks I'm wearing are from Richer, Poorer.
You know, my favorite pair of socks are a pair of polka dot no-shows from Richer, Poorer. That's a cool step in sock evolution, is wearing designed no-shows.
Yeah.
It says like, yeah, there's designed and nobody's really going to see them. But
it's
when they
like
do...
It's kind of like MeUndies for your feet.
Yeah. Feet undies. MeUndies should have socks, don't they? Do they not?
Modal socks.
Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, Richer, Poorer stance is our... free sock tip.
Yeah.
Got one? Do you have another one?
If a girl has a child, is that a deal breaker for you?
Ooh, great question.
No, it's not.
And for me, yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't handle that responsibility. I can't be a daddy right now. You date someone and then you're also a daddy?
You're... Not the daddy.
Yeah, but you're pretty close to the daddy.
If you're just dating, you're not a daddy.
Yeah, but then eventually you're working towards becoming a daddy.
A stepdad. If all goes well and you get married, if you meet your soulmate and that woman or man has a child, then you'd be a step-parent.
Yeah, I can't have that. I don't begrudge anybody that goes for it, but for me personally, I wouldn't get involved in that situation. Mm. I'd be too afraid of the responsibility.
And I would welcome the responsibility, but do a bad job with it.
So those are your only two options. You can either try and fail or never attempt at all.
Andrea asks, what are your beliefs?
Oh, so that's a bot learning how to ask questions? What are my beliefs? Oh, here's a recent belief of mine based on conversations that we've had in the office. I don't think... some people do, but I think the majority of people don't know what's recyclable and what's not, and they're just guessing. Like, you told me I can't recycle a Ziploc bag, which just really blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
You can't recycle glossy magazines. Like, I've been dumping any paper product in the recycling.
Yeah.
You're saying that's not true.
Yeah, there's...
Paper towels you can't do.
Paper towel is one that I know you can't do.
What about colored magazines?
I mean...
Sorry. Newspapers, like the Sunday Funnies.
I believe you can do that. I think that's fine. But this is... I agree, not everybody knows, including me. I do know that you can't recycle paper towels.
Yeah, which seems weird to me.
Well, paper towels are the last line of recycling.
Meaning?
Like... Paper products have been recycled, and the final thing they make is paper towels. That's the end of their life.
They die
after that.
So you're supposed to, you dry something with a paper towel and you throw it away in the trash.
That's garbage.
Doesn't that seem counterintuitive?
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why I bought rags, and now I don't use paper towel anymore at home.
Would you say you've gone from riches to rags?
Why don't you shut the fuck up, you little twerp? Come over here and I'll sock you one.
I'll suck you one.
And I'll succulent.
Get over here, Niggles. I'll blow you, you little twerp. Wait, what? You want to Blow me?
Yeah. Oh, you're going down, or I'm going down on you at 3 p.m. So after school.
You're like some sort of gay bully.
Sexy bully.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll answer some more questions. Let's thank a few sponsors, and we've gotten through a lot of questions. I'm proud of us.
Me too.
All right. We'll see you soon on the other side of this ad break. Hi, we're back.
What's up?
Here's a question that can lead us into our live show plugs. Can we hang out in Atlanta?
Oh yeah, we're gonna be in Atlanta for a minute.
We're doing a lot of shows. Some of them are inching close to selling out. Nope, none of them have sold out yet. I know Atlanta and DC and Brooklyn are close. And then even before that, we're going to Tempe. No, we're going to Denver on 4/19 and Tempe on 4/20.
Yeah, man, we're on the road a lot this week.
That's seven shows in about 3 weeks.
That's too much.
So if you live in Tempe or Denver, we're doing a live podcast there on the 19th and 20th. And then the 1st through the 5th of May, we're going to be Atlanta, Raleigh, DC, Philly, New York, Brooklyn show. It would be awesome if you guys came out. So far, we haven't had a negative review of any of our live shows. So if you're like on the fence, I don't know if I'll have fun. Just know you will have fun.
We'll have fun.
Yeah, you're going to have fun.
I'm going to do a shoey.
Oh, regardless of if they know or ask for it.
I don't care.
You're just going to begin drinking whiskey out of your shoe.
I might do it on the plane just on the way there.
Yeah, you did a Jet Bluey on the way home.
Very good. I like that. Hey, man.
What?
Good stuff. Brava, dude. Jet Bluey.
That's their new campaign. I guess instead of giving you water in those little plastic cups.
It should be.
They give it to you in little shoes. So that's our plug for our live shows. Come hang out with us, for crying out. It won't be fun if you're not there.
It'll only be fun if we see you.
It'll be like me and Jake on a stage alone, and it's not good to have that. also, our YouTube channel, HeadGum's YouTube, and If I Were You's YouTube, has been posting a lot of funny videos. So if you want to see the last couple podcasts as a video or some Jeffrey the Dumbass videos, check out our HeadGum and If I Were You YouTube channel.
Here's a picture of the pig toy that I got when I was a kid.
Is that really it?
Yeah.
Let me see. So what is it? What am I looking at here? This is plastic? This isn't stuffed.
The body is stuffed. The head was plastic, yeah.
The body is stuffed. Oh, I see. So it's like this is a big sort of, should I say it? Is this a gay pig to you?
No, he's not a gay pig. He's a Harley Davidson.
He's wearing leather boots, leather assless chaps.
He's not wearing assless chaps.
Leather jacket, a leather hat. He is wearing a leather hat.
He's wearing a leather. He's a leather daddy.
So how'd you find that toy?
How did I find? The hat's not necessarily leather.
It's just black.
He's got an earring. He's got some warts on his face.
Uh-huh.
He's a cool pig, and he rides a Harley.
And what the fuck do you ride? A fucking Mazda? This guy doesn't have to take any advice from you.
I'm going to see if I can buy one.
It's funny that that's what you really, really wanted as a kid.
It really was. Wow, $25. They've appreciated in value, Daddy.
Father, what a wise investment it would have been for you to have spent $19 in 1996.
This is so funny. I can't believe I can still buy one.
You should buy one. If you bought one and send it to your dad, would he remember what it was?
I think he would, and I know my mom would.
Classic dad v. mom.
My mom's a thoughtful little angel.
Chris Armstrong writes, have or would either of you put Laura Hurwitz on blast?
I've never put her on a public blast.
But you've put your mom on regular blast?
I've like gotten into fights with my mom. Got her
fist fights, right?
I think the maddest I ever got at my mom was when I was in college and I was my freshman year at Moravian and I was applying to transfer to UConn.
The School of Champions.
Yeah.
That was the Holy Grail.
So me and my friend Steve, who I mentioned, $10 in the wallet, Steve.
Yeah.
We both wanted, he was at school in Philadelphia. I was at school in Bethlehem. We both didn't like it. We were like, we're going to transfer to UConn. This is the dream.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I also broke up with my high school girlfriend. While I'm in college.
Very exciting time.
Sadly, I had a 0.5 GPA, so UConn didn't want to accept me for some reason.
2.5, 3.5?
0.5, 0.5.
What?
It was 0.5. They revoked my scholarship at Moravian.
A 0.5 is what, half D's and half F's?
Yeah. And I'm surprised I even got any D's.
I didn't deserve the D's.
So I was rejected by UConn.
Of course.
And I guess, and like, for some reason, my mom was still talking to my ex-girlfriend. And the person that I really didn't want knowing that I got rejected from UConn, my mom told her.
Oh, I see.
And then she, like, was talking to me online and with a lot of snark was like, sorry you got rejected from UConn.
Your mommy told yeah. me. And oh, and like, sorry you lost the leather pig too. You're rubbing it in.
So I put my mom on blast for that. Did and you, I'm putting her on blast right now for it.
You still haven't forgiven her.
I mean, I have forgiven her since. But that was, that really, that got my goat, man. That got my pig.
Did you just like hang, like go blind with rage and like just pick up a landline and call your mom?
Yeah, I did. I was like, why did you do that?
Hello, mother.
Mom.
You told my fucking girlfriend. Ex-girlfriend.
Did you ever put, the question was about my mom, but did you ever put your mom on a blast?
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder. Oh, yes. I think I told this story once before where my mom gave away all my Halloween candy to my flag football team in sixth yeah. grade. So she, at the end of a practice or a game, dumped my entire lot of Halloween candy onto the field because, you know, it's just cheap candy, and if I wanted more, I could buy more.
Oh, this is the hardest I've laughed in a little while.
How dare you, mother.
Mother.
I've earned that candy by dressing up like Bart Simpson, mother. I went
the
door
neighbors
to
gave me the candy, mother.
I asked for the Tootsie Rolls, mama. They're not for you to give away.
You've invaded my pillow sack, mother.
You know I've got a sweet tooth. Buy me another costume, mother, so that I may re-earn the candy, mother. I will go door to door, tricked or treated, on November 3rd, mama. Let's see here. When are you coming to Michigan? We don't have plans to come to the Midwest, but that'd be another fun tour to do.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We're inching closer towards being in Montreal this summer. That's kind of like Michigan.
Yeah. It touches a Great Lake.
Mm-hmm. If today is Monday and I say I saw you last weekend, is that one day or 8 days ago? Explain your reasoning. I would say if I said, oh, I saw him last weekend.
That was eight days ago. Yeah. If you were saying I saw somebody and you were
this
talking about
this weekend.
Like, no, because this weekend I still think is the one ahead.
Even on Monday?
You know, I guess on a Monday, if you say, I saw you this weekend.
Yeah.
That's past tense. But I
saw you last weekend.
I think the way to phrase it is, I saw you this past weekend. This past weekend.
Right.
The one that just passed.
And this weekend would be the one coming up?
Yeah.
Even on a Monday?
Even on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Going up.
What else you got? String cheese or mozzarella sticks? I have to choose one to eat for the rest of your life.
Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, does anybody prefer non-deep fried anything? Is the steamed version ever better? Like a grilled chicken sandwich versus fried?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe if you had to choose grilled chicken or fried chicken for the rest of your life, I feels like that's harder.
Well, that's harder only for health reasons.
Like, right, you know which one's better.
Yeah.
But like, you can't do that.
Yeah, because then it's like I'm sort of like I'm relegating myself to never having like a healthy salad.
Mm-hmm.
I will always have fried chicken.
Well,
on
then
a salad.
I guess you could have salmon in the salad.
Yeah, or
fried
a niçoise. Yeah, you never see deep fried salmon.
Huh? Get at me, Twitter.
And this time, do at me.
Young Axel writes. Have we been saying people's names the entire time? No,
we haven't.
Okay. I don't hate ice cream, but I don't like it as much as everyone else. Is this normal? Should I pretend to like it? Am I weird? Help.
You kind of are this way.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to answer it.
So you don't love ice cream?
I don't care for it.
When do you get it?
Almost never.
But when do you get it?
When do I?
Yeah, like when would you be like, yeah, I'll do it?
I guess if everybody, if I was with a bunch of people that were going to get ice cream and everyone got ice cream.
So it's like a fitting in social thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even then sometimes I will get like a sample. I just, it's so rich and cold and creamy. I don't need a lot of it, you know?
I got ice cream in Australia. We were walking around.
Yeah.
Did you consider it?
No, I didn't think about it. But I did get a sample.
I did get a sample.
Yeah.
But you didn't even.
It's a tough thing to do.
Could the sample have been good enough for you to have pulled the trigger?
No. I like to have a little taste.
Yeah.
The tough thing is having a sample and then not getting any ice cream.
Yeah, that's a good acting job. And then she's like, okay, do you want anything? You know what? That flavor wasn't quite good enough for me.
I think I'm all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you have to run away before they make eye contact.
It's like when you try samples at a farmer's market. This is our turkey jerky. It's like pineapple teriyaki flavor. Mm, that's good. All right, did you want to? No,
yeah,
I'm
we
okay.
Locally sort. All right, fuck off.
Just wanted and needed and got a free taste.
So there I am. Bye-bye. And I've already forgotten your name. Do I want your card? No, I don't.
Peace in the
Why
Middle
don't you
East.
Get a real job?
Well, I am an accountant during the week. During the weekends, I
good. Why don't you get a better hobby?
Well, I do. I also am a semi-professional soccer player, and I do this turkey jerky thing on the side.
Gee whiz, you're fucking awesome, man. I'll have a quarter ounce.
That'll be $95.
Fuck me.
Soccer does not pay the bills.
You're an accountant. Is that a write-off?
What is the worst type of person? Writes Cage Edgar. What's the worst type of person?
A dumb, angry, stubborn one.
Dumb, angry, stubborn?
Dumb, angry, stubborn.
But what if you're dumb, angry, stubborn, and hot?
That's pretty good.
Okay, so an ugly, dumb, stubborn, anger. A stubborn, angry,
dumb. Angered, stubborn, angry, dumb.
You're basically describing like Steve Bannon.
Yeah. I guess I do think he's the worst person.
Because he's like mean and also forcing other people to not be nice.
Yeah, but I think he's smart. But then that begs the question, is that even worse if you're like intelligent and you're mean?
Right.
You're like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, like is the meanest thing to be a dictator and like sort of, I'm not saying that he's a dictator. I'm saying, let's start from scratch. Was Hitler meaner than like his dumb executioners?
Right.
Because he was like intelligently brainwashing people versus just the idiots that would be like, yeah, I'll do anything.
I'll carry out the order of killing people.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty bad. That's a bad, they're both bad.
But what's the worst kind?
I think the evil mastermind's the worst one, I guess.
So you can still be smart and the worst person.
Yeah.
Because you do more net damage.
The worst kind of person. Oh, or if you're like rude to waiters.
Yeah.
Just like a nasty rudesman.
Or like if something costs like $24.01 and I give you $25 and then you instead of giving me a dollar back, you start like counting out 99 cents. Like, All right, the 99, it's like 4 pennies, 3 nickels.
Why don't you jump off a friggin' bridge, huh? I'm talking to you, not the guy counting out the change.
Oh.
I like this question from Zarya. How do I start my life over without moving?
Start your life over.
Today is the first day of your life.
This is the first day of my life. Can you do it? Is he talking about when you read that? Did you imagine moving cities or like just moving apartments within the same city?
I guess moving cities.
I think buying new stuff. Haircut is a good one.
Yeah, start fresh.
Change your face. You can change your face over the course of a couple months.
I think. Yeah, that's true.
Face, haircut, beard, glasses. Those are three things.
This is coming from a woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How different her life would be with a haircut, a beard, and glasses.
That's true. I think it's a woman. I don't entirely know.
How about bangs? I'm serious. Like, bangs. What about bangs as like a fucking restart?
Mm-hmm.
What better way to say, hey, I'm ready for the day than a gosh darn power bang?
Bang.
Yeah. A single bang.
I was going to say rearrange your room.
Oh, that's good too.
Like why don't you read up about like feng shui?
Can't move your house? Move your furniture.
Yeah. You know, like your bed doesn't have to be on that wall that it's on right now.
No,
unless
it doesn't.
It's like not, you know, you don't want to block a closet or a window or something, but.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, like you can rearrange your room. Your dresser could be different. You can buy a new duvet.
Oh,
get yourself
nice.
A throw pillow.
Yeah.
let's just upgrade the upgrade the room and read a book of poetry. That'll really clear your head.
And I say bangs.
I'm down with bangs, too.
So bangs plus that.
Rearrange the room, open the window, get some fresh air. That's important.
That's good.
Read poetry.
Yeah.
And get yourself a bang.
Exercise, too.
Oh, exercise. Go on a fucking run. Running feels good.
Sweat. You get a sweat on.
Yeah, dude.
We got time for a couple more questions. Desperate Tim writes, just out of a couple-year relationship, should I seize the cheese with a new squeeze or stay a singlesman? So out of a new relationship, should he jump into a new one?
No.
Or should he just enjoy the single ride?
Enjoy the single ride, brother.
But what if you meet someone that's great? Do you say, sorry, it has to wait?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah. This is sort of goes back to your theory with ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to taste them all. Taste. And then I'm going to walk away.
Yeah. I'll ultimately like to disappoint you.
You know what's crazy about ice cream now that we're talking about it again?
Sure.
One scoop is so much ice cream. They can give you two flavors in one scoop. It's too much.
Yeah.
And you can get two and three scoops. One scoop is nearly a pint of ice cream.
This is why I don't like ice cream. Because it's way too much.
Don't give me so much.
It's way too much.
I don't need to walk around with literally a pint of ice cream in a cone.
Yeah.
And a cone is already like a cookie. You're basically having a waffle.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad situation.
But then there's Froyo. What are your thoughts? Where do you land on Pinkberry?
Absolutely anti.
But because it's not even as good as ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, the only time I'll really like enjoy ice cream is if it's like summer day. I'm on vacation with my family.
Yeah.
And we have got like Friendly's ice cream in the freezer and I make it like, or my dad makes it for me on a cone. My daddy making me ice cream.
He's got a lot of nostalgia. Picky, and then he makes me nice and plump. But don't you crave a little sweet thing? Like, I always finish dinner. I'm like, now I would like a little bit of frozen yogurt.
At the end of the night these days, I enjoy a morsel of dark chocolate. But I really only need a morsel. I don't need
a
like...
single dark chocolate covered almond. That's like such an adult dessert.
Yeah.
At the end of the night.
It wouldn't be a single one. I would probably have two or maybe three if they're dark chocolate covered almonds.
That's such like a 30-year-old thing. It's like, at the end of the night, I'll have a piece of bitter chocolate and that'll be my life.
And I truly only have a square.
A single square of bitter salty fudge.
It's even sadder if you know how much I enjoy it.
Because it's a lot.
I am awash with emotion.
The relief washes over me in an awesome wave. Last question. Oh, this is kind of a stupid question to end it on. So just search for a better question. But is Marty's full name Martin?
I don't know.
It has to be. Oh.
It is.
Okay.
Martin Kuechel Michael.
Kuechel.
The Kuechel. We should tell the story of the Kuechel.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, so let's end with that.
All right. And this is also an open pitch to HGTV, which is where we want to pitch this TV show.
So when we were moving to our last home together, we wanted to have a house that had enough space for our studio. So we were looking for a 3-bedroom with a den, a really nice big home that we can spend some of it working, some of it living, some of it playing, some of it having fun.
Which allowed us to like up our rental budget.
Yeah.
So we're seeing some nice houses.
However, in these houses... Not all rooms are created equal.
No, there is always a master.
Of course there's a master.
Which is why we started calling each other the master.
The master deserves to be in the master. Everyone wants to be the master.
Yes.
And that's what the show is.
Right. It's a roommate competition where three roommates compete to see who is the master.
And the master will have oftentimes a balcony. The master will, of course,
have an ensuite. It will have built-ins. It will get southern and northern light.
It is exposed. It is a corner office. It is a masterful view because, after all, it is the master.
You are a masterful you.
Second to the master is a room usually designated as the second bedroom. It's not quite the master, but at the same time, it's it's not the worst room in the house either.
Hence, we called it the Mini Master.
There's the Master, then there's the Mini Master. Because the Mini Master is pretty close to the Master, but not
quite.
It's
got a nice size closet. It's not an ensuite, but it's got a private bathroom.
Yeah, it's just out of the hall. You got to walk into the hall.
You have to walk into the hall. But it's still, fine. It's probably going to be your own personal bathroom.
Yeah. If the Master costs, let's say, $1,000, the Mini Master is somewhere in the 800 range.
Yes, and it might have a Juliet balcony, but it does not have a walk-on balcony.
Oh, absolutely not.
And you can stand at the threshold of your closet, but you will not be walking it.
And if it is a Juliet one, there will be no Romeo.
Oh, I don't
Wherefore
think
art thou master?
You will not be getting a kiss.
'Tis the East, and Juliet is the mistress. And then, in most three-bedroom houses we've seen, so there's the master, there's the mini master, and then there's some sort of maid's quarters.
Yes.
There's a room that's borderline not a room.
That's wet, small, unwindowed, undoored, unmoored.
Yeah, it was.
And
it was,
unadorned.
It was, let's say, in the 1700s, it's where you put the hired help that just need a place to lay their head at night before serving you each and every day.
Yes, the room is soiled and you are spoiled.
Yeah. If the master is 1,000 and the mini master is 800, the small shitty room is around 250.
250.
So when living in these places, it was tough to decide who got the master, who got the mini master, and who got the third bedroom. So I had an idea, which was I'm trying to think of the stipulation.
I think it germinated from, like, you can have the master, but we are going to call you Kiko.
That's right. So and you'll get the master calling at the same Marty,
But then we started calling Marty Kiko.
Yeah.
And then it became clear that we were going to make him stay in the maid's quarters. So we started calling the shittiest room of all the houses the Kiko.
Yeah. So he saved a lot of money, probably over $1,000 a month saved by living in what we now call the Kiko.
But my favorite part of this is we toured maybe like a dozen houses, probably more, with what was her name?
Gosh, I forget.
Me too. I should really know.
Maggie or
Charlotte?
Something? No. Jan?
No.
She seemed like a Jan.
Oh, it's on the tip of my dick.
Rebecca?
No, it was Patty.
Yeah, sort of like a nice Midwestern lady real estate agent.
Yeah, but she was bringing us around to every single one of these houses, and we kept on, every time we're walking through, it was like, all right, let's see the master. Yeah. And now the key call.
And then she started
calling. She had no idea that, like, we're doing the dumbest bit, saying, like, you're staying in the Kiko.
Well, I don't know if I can afford not living in the Kiko, and I don't want to live in the Kiko.
And then the last few houses, she was like, all right, this one's the Kiko.
She got it.
She started doing the bit.
So with the HGTV show about three roommates finding a house, figuring out what rooms to live in, would it be called the Master or would it be called the Kiko?
I think it would be called the Master because that one sort of
universally
like,
and then the Kiko will be the funny thing that you learn from watching the show.
That's like the inside joke.
Yeah,
the
someone will be staying, ending up in the Kiko.
The fun, oh god, the bit that we used to do too about like the mini master carrying out the master's bidding. To whip and beat Kiko.
Kiko, master is gonna find himself a little thirsty in the middle of the night.
Kiko, why don't you eat your shoe?
Kiko, I'd hate for the master to have to get out of bed tonight and urinate. Kiko, I need you to sleep at the master's bed. Open your mouth so that he may use you as a human toilet without having to walk to the bathroom. And then at a certain point, you would like stick up for the Kiko. Like, mini master, that won't be. I'm like, master, please. Yeah. I know you're just trying to be humble.
That's enough, mini master.
Allow me to beat the shit out of Kiko for you.
Quiet.
He just angers me so, master.
And then we would find, like, Kiko struck me, master. What did you learn to think for yourself, Kiko?
Kiko did the strangest thing to me last night, master. He expressed sadness for a situation. Do you understand where Kiko's learning basic human emotions? Like guilt, jealousy, greed.
Master, you should see this. Kiko painted this picture of you.
It has a certain level of unhappiness. I'd hate for... Should we replace Kiko, sir?
That won't be necessary, mini master.
I'd love to change Kiko out for a fresh one. I fear this one's becoming a little bit too self-aware.
Maybe we'll change him out for you, Mini Master. There's all these bits about Kiko rising. Oh, man. Love it.
So, do you live in a three-bedroom? Tell us about your Kiko. Hashtag Kiko. All right. That's
it. That's what we call Marty.
That's the episode. Fun times, good times. Let us know if you liked it. Lightning Round Edition, part two, I guess. The opening theme song was written by Nikita. This closing one was written by, I believe his name was Devin Penn. A disclaimer. He said he uses the N-word in it, but he's black. So we deemed it appropriate to
air. Not for us to decide.
That's right. We're playing it as an outro theme song. A good rap by Devin. Thanks to Devin for writing. Thanks to you guys for tweeting. Thanks to everyone else who's been writing theme songs and questions for us. That email address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back, I think, in a week. And
is
hopefully,
it Marcy, the real estate ladies?
Yes, Marcy.
That's what's up.
That's you're right. You're right. It is Marcy. God damn it. Good work. Thanks, Marcy. For
find her on Zillow, folks.
We'll be back next week. Hopefully, we'll see you at one of our shows. Tickets for all of them are at ifiwereyoushow.com or jakeandamir.com. Peace.
Dos.
Sit down.
Be humble.
Two Jewish niggas on the podcast tripping. They got all the jokes, advice, and life is what you missing. Ay, if you never knew how to act around the women or your boyfriend's micro penis fell out while y'all were swimming, and now your friends seen it, and now they laughing at him. That's my two favorite Jews. How to act about it. Jake is a hunk, Amir ain't no punk. Jake got a beard, but so does Amir. But Jake's is longer and it's kind of red, which is chill. I like that shit. If it was mine, I'd spike that shit like a mohawk on my fucking chin. I used to not know how to ask all the questions. Then I started listening to this and learned some lessons. It's two chill guys, hella wise. They don't sympathize, they don't tell no lies. So abide by these guidelines.
If I were you, goddamn,
what the fuck would I do?
What you do?
Probably ask Jake in the mirror how they feel. I said, now if I were you, what the fuck would I do?
I don't know.
Probably ask Jake in the mirror how they feel. I said, nah, if I were you, what the fuck would I do? Probably ask Jake in the mirror how they feel. I said, nah, if I were you, what the fuck would I do? Probably ask Jake in the mirror how they feel. I said,
yo, this is what happens, man. People don't pay attention to the two funniest people ever, man. So heck, bro, if I were you, if you were me, if we were everybody, then everyone would see how good this thing is, man. Heck, come till I die, everybody know, man. They're on the whole block tripping, man. This is how it go down, man. Everybody know. Peace out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.